Today's here in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Chav Vav, which deals with the halachas of burying somebody on Yontif. And we begin the very top words, finishing up from the Mechaber from yesterday. And he says, Vafilu Evsho Biyamamamin Yisasku Bo Yisro. On Yontif Sheni, even though there would be non-Jewish people around, you are allowed to go and bury Lechatrila with Jewish people. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. And we discussed his Shita in great detail yesterday, but this is a very good way to start off the Shia by just reminding ourselves that the Mechaber says, L'chatchila, you should use Jewish people on the second day of Yontif to bury somebody, Rachman al-San, who passes away. However, the Ramah now disagrees. Hagor, avol bi Ashkenaz, the Ramah tells us, however, in the Germanic countries, u'medinos elu, in our area, ein noagin kein. We do not go and follow this practice of letting Jewish people do work on Yontif Sheni to bury somebody. Instead, Elo, kol hichod efshor ba'amomin, wherever you can use non-Jewish people to do the acts that need to be done on Yontif Sheni that are malachos, osin hakever, for example, you make the grave, the oron, and the casket, the sachrichin, and the shrouds, ayde amomin. Even though the Mechaber said yesterday you could do these actions on the second day of Yontif with a yid, here, the Ramah says it's still preferable to do it with a non-Jewish person. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkaton Chav Hei, the Davko Shiyesh Amomim Lefanenu. He's talking about where you have goyim that are willing and able to do this for you. Deir Shifut footnote number 24 brings down, if the goyim are going to charge you, for example, a tremendous amount of money more, so then he brings down Shelah Shuvah's Priyasadeh, Shenech Shav Kilu Ein Shom Nachri. It's as if there are no goyim over there, if they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for doing this. And then in this situation, even the Ramah would say you can have a Jewish person do this. He does bring down as well that it's Minog Yerushalayim, when they bury somebody on the second day of Yom Tisheni, he brings down from the Har Tzvi, they bury not within the founding of the opinion of the Ramah, that they don't follow this Ramah, they in fact do it still with a Jewish person. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues here and he says, this is only if you have goyim in front of you, does the Ramah insist that you have goyim do this for you on the second day of Yontif. If you have to wait a great deal of time until the Akum shows up, or and in this way you're going to have the mace lying there in Bizoyon for a significant period of time, or lenifuach, or chayotz b'zeh, it will swell up, or it will decay. So in all of these situations, even the Ramah would admit, ein tzorich lahamtin, you shouldn't wait, v'yatzasku bo Yisrael, and let Jewish people go and handle the needs of the mace in this situation. Back to the Ramah, so he says, all of these things should ideally be done according to Ramah and Yontif Sheni by Goyim, Ushar Dvarim Osim Yisraelim, but other things that don't involve real malacha, the Yidden should do. For example, Kamo B'Yontif Rishon, just like we allow them to do it on Yontif Rishon, it's not a real malacha, so we say you can do it on Yontif Sheni, certainly. However, Avolim Lo Efshor Ba'amomim, even the Ramah says if there are no Goyim available to do this, Mutal Lasos HaKol Ayidei Yisraelim, he brings up on the Mordechai and the Trumas HaDeshen that this is a preferable thing to let the goyim do the work, but if they aren't available and it's going to lead to bizoyin ameis, then even yidden are allowed to do this work on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkaton Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah says the achronim hold the mutu letaro besodin kedarko. You can do the tara with regular cloths and sheets like you would normally, and we don't concern ourselves lo gazrinon shema yovo l'shchita. You may come to wring out these sheets and do shchita. However, he says, Rak Shizar Shlo Yasa Schita B'Yadayim, but you should be careful that you don't actually do Schita B'Yadayim. If by pressing some Schita occurs, that's not the end of the world. But to actually go wring it out with your hands, that's not allowed. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira Li, it appears to me, She Daktiku Shiu Hasadinim Kim. You should be careful to make sure that you're using clean cloths over here. Because if they're dirty, D Lo, then Shriyaso Hu Kibusa. Then just getting them wet, that's called Kibus. And that would be a problem, like we learned previously, Uchadel in Siv Kotten Yud Dalit. So therefore, you should make sure that you're using clean sheets. You're allowed to go and escort the mace even beyond the tchum. We'll learn in Yitzhak Shem and tomorrow's shir. Even though on the first day of Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed to do this, as we said. Nevertheless, on the second day of Yom Tov, you can't because of this principle, the Mikol Mokom Lo Havi Melacha, because it's not a real Melacha. And only real Melachos, the Ramah says, you shouldn't do on the second day, but not something like this. It's not a physical action that you're doing. Then we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Chutz min hakipa shebodin mal hakever. The one thing that you're not allowed to do is go and build some sort of a dome on top of the kever. Now, we're not talking about piling up the dirt. We'll see that that's allowed. But here, they're talking about building some sort of a structure on top of the kever. She'ain bonin osob yontif. That you can't do on yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains, They would make some sort of a structure over the gravesite. That is forbidden to do it on Yontif. Even Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, zehu asur. Kivan shekvar nikbar, since the mace is already buried, there's no longer bizoyin a mace. Loman on l'chal yontif. Why should we go and be l'chal yontif in this situation? Now, in the Shaar Tzion, Oslam and Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down in the name of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. When we call Markham, however, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Mashma me'achronim, the ayide akum mutra afilu b'yontif rishon, that if Goyim are making this, then he can do this, not only on yontif sheni, but then he can even do it on yontif rishon. And therefore, it must be, according to this opinion, these achronim who allow the Goyim to do this for you, they must hold b'kama kumhul l'kavod ha'meis. It is an aspect of kavod ha'meis, and therefore they're allowed to do it for you. The Ramon now interjects, and he says, Hagah, however, avol mutu l'chasoso b'offer, kedarko b'chol. Like I pointed out, you're allowed to go and fill in all the dirt and make the mound that we do to make a tsuras hakever, that you're allowed to go and do. That's not a problem. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. Udlo kiyesh machmir, and not like the more machmir opinion says, you can't even do this. Kenirli, this is my opinion, the Ramos says. Now let's understand this better in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Chav Ches, where he says, Hainu, afilu kmo shenoagim litzbar offer ala kever, even as our custom is to go and pile up the dirt on the gravesite, ashenasu kmo tel, until it makes a mound there, what we call like a tsuras hakever, that it should look like there's a mound of dirt there, and around it all lower. The gemar kivurahu, that is considered the finishing part of the burial, and is not considered extra work. It's not like putting the kippah on top of the grave, which we said that many say you can't do. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, for the fact that the Rama doesn't mention anything about this, even according to our custom, where the minhag is to let any melacha that has to be done by the akum, even the Rama who holds like that, for this part of putting the dirt into this form, you don't have to have a guy do it, a yid could go and do this over here. The Mechaber qualifies his statement and he says, "Bamedvar mumrim, when did I say you're allowed to do all those things on Yontif Sheni by a Yid? That's if you're planning Kishirosim L'Kavur Bo Yom. If you're planning on burying him on Yontif Sheni. However, Avolim Ein Rotsim L'Kavur Bo Yom. If you're not going to bury him on Yontif Sheni for whatever the reason, so then you're not allowed to make the Tachrichim, you're not allowed to dig the Kever, etc. And also, Lo Shum Dvar Isim Alocha. You can't do anything for him. Afilu Ayde Einu Yudi. Even if you have a non-Jewish person go and do it, you can't do this. However, I will tilt the motor, but to move the mace, that is permissible. Mishbur explains the Sivkot and Chavtes. Kigon, for example, Shemelina no Solichvaldo. You're not burying the person because the family is coming from far away, and it's a covered for the mace to have more people come there, and therefore you're not going to bury on Yontif Sheni. The issue, footnote number 27, brings down Lidchos Kfuras Mace Shenifta Biyom Sheni, Biyontif Sheni, Kadesh Yuchlu Ishto Bono Lishtatev Bilivaya. Is this appropriate to keep it waiting? So he brings down from the Shelish Shuvas Avodas Gershuni that even for the family to come, that's not a reason to go and do halonas ameis. Osho lanino l'tzorach zeh. Not like the kamen minuk that we do with this. She'ein hadover nechshav halonot l'chvod ha'meis. That's not considered a cover for the meis. Mepnei she'ein chisorin kovod b'kach she'krovov einon melav mosel. Because in that time, in that place, according to the Avodah Segershuni, it's not considered a lack of cover for the meis not to have the family there. Kivin she'odda, everybody knows, the only reason they're not there is mach basa yantiv. It's because of yantiv that they're not there, not because they don't care, not because they don't love him, and they couldn't get there. So therefore, it's not a lack of kavod ha'meis. However, Shevet Alevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozner, brings down, Shemelin and Sameis bimos achol, kidei lahamtin lekrovim ha'mesavim love. Our common practice is that we do, in fact, wait. We don't bury somebody immediately sometimes. We'll wait till the family can get there, because this is a tremendous nichus l'meis. The meis, knowing that his family will be there, is a tremendous nachas ruach for the meis, and it's not a question of pure kavod. However, he brings down from Shelish Shuvas the Rima Kiyal, Shemalinim Avur Hakrovim Rak Mishum Kvodo. But if it wouldn't be a cover for the mace, then you shouldn't do this. So while it's a Nachas Ruach for the mace there, but it should also be a cover for the mace in order to allow you to do this. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'u'adinim hoyot somuch le'erev ein lo shows le'kavro. The same thing would apply if the person dies in the afternoon of Yontif Sheni and there won't be time to bury him. So then, ayin l'kamen l'sivches, we're going to learn this soon in Yitz Hashem, t'lefam imut l'haschil l'asuk l'tzorach ha'meis b'yontif. Sometimes you would be allowed to start doing certain things in order that it shouldn't delay tremendously the kvura when it's already no longer yontif. And we'll discuss this in Yitz Hashem in a day or two of Rishon Yisbar. Now, the issue footnote number 25 brings down, because of this din that you're allowed to go build a little mound there on the mace, Lasso Tel Gabi Mace, so he brings down from Shel Shuvas Rekiva Eger, Shemashma Shekolo Ofor Shal Gabi Mace Hulu Tzorcho. So we see from here that all of this dirt is considered part of the dirt of the mace, and therefore it's all also Bano, like the kever of the mace is also Bano. However, others say no, since you didn't have to put down so much dirt, you could get away with putting down less dirt, maybe only 3 tvachim worth of dirt. Others say a kol shehu. So therefore, there are others that say that this is not going to have the isser of hanoas hameis. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Hatzal brings down the Igros Moshe that only the dirt that is absolutely necessary for covering up the mace, either the three tvachim or the mashu that you have to have on top of the mace, that is also for the mace. That is considered also to have anor from. However, the rest of the dirt, he says, is lo nesar banor midin kever mace. It's not considered also because of kever mace. However, Moshe Feinstein also brings down that there are those that say that even though this tail, this mound that you make there, is therefore not really part of the mace, it's not also banor samace, nevertheless, you're still allowed to do it on Yom Tusheni. Why? Shunasa laman shmiras kover mace. That is therefore shmiras kover mace, and that is also acceptable. In the issue footnote number 26, where Moshe Feinstein says that's also adds from the Igros Moshe, Shemechiyuvi Akvur Hu Lasos Tzion LeKever, that it should make some sort of a mark on the kever, so people should see that this is a kever, and it's not just for the Kohanim, because you're talking about a cemetery, and the Kohanim aren't in the cemetery, so still you're allowed to do this. Then he talks about building this dome on top of the kever, so it should be Nikar, that's the place of Kura. So he writes, Shalfa Pishagam Matoras Akipahu Laharos Sheish Tachtel Kever, even though the purpose of this is to show that there's a mace there, so if you're allowed to make the tail, maybe you should be able to make the kippah too. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. And he explains, Shirak Asiya's tail often with Teres, just making the mound is permissible, because that's considered the continuation of the actual burial process. And if you were to stop doing it, then it would be a bizoyon. As opposed to starting to build the kippah, that's already too much to do on Yontif, that's a Maisei Chodash, and therefore we don't do that on Yontif itself. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lam, where he says, I will tilt to mutter, but you're allowed to move the mace. I feel like the Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah says, even a Yid can go move the mace on Yontif Sheni. However, that's only to move the mace. To do Hotzah, he says, that you're not allowed to do. It's not included in this Heter of Tilto to actually carry, whether it be an Isser of carrying. I feel a little Carmelis also, and you wouldn't even allow to bring it from the Rishus HaYochanan into a Carmelis. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Psak of most of the Achronim, and you can see this in the Sharat Zion Osla Mitzayin, this includes the Yam Shol Shlomo, the Yeraba, the Halacha Brua, the Beis Meir, and possibly the Rosh, the Afilu Tiltul Eino Mutul Zerach HaChayim, that you shouldn't even do Tiltul for the people that are alive. You should only do it for the mace. Kigon Lefanosum in Abayis. So you shouldn't be allowed to move the mace because the people in the house are uncomfortable having the mace over there. So that you're not allowed to do. Kidei Lefanosum in Abayis, Kidei Shal Kohanim, Yikonsul Abayis. So Kohanim could come into the house, or Mnei Agbas Nefesh, or it will stop people from being so sad. That you're not allowed to do. Unless, Ellen Cain, Shehu Tzorech HaMace. You have to move it for the mace. For example, if it's going to decay, it's in a hot area. So you're allowed to move it. Come on, Mechama Letzel, Ukhay Rabna. You're allowed to move it from the sun to the shade, or for a similar purpose for doing it for the mace. Then you're allowed to move it, but not for the other people. And even here, there are even those that are more machmir. Even here, when you're allowed to move it, let's say Micham Letzel, you should only do it with the strategies that we employed previously, such as putting a piece of bread on the mace or a baby on the mace. So now you're moving the bread and the baby along with the mace. Like we learned in Hilchos Shabbos. The issue footnote number 29 brings down. For a non-Jewish person to take the mace out, so Kohanim can enter into the house. There, the Ramah taught us in Hilchos Shabbos that's permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah added, or you could even remove the person by doing tiltum and atzad in that situation, even if there is no guy around. The issue footnote number 28 brings down. To go and take care of the needs of the mace before the shkia. If the person dies late in the afternoon, so sofik im yaspiku lekovro ad shkia, and you're not sure will or there not be enough time to bury him before the sun sets, v'itochin shi moshe chadovro ad alayla, and you're probably going to end up doing some of the burial, or possibly doing some of the burial when it's already chol. So Moshe Feinstein's Hatzal also brings that in the Igros Moshe, sheba ofen shetitcha kvur lemochar im lo yaschilu l'sase b'yontem. If that would mean, if you don't start now, that you won't be able to do the burial till the next day, then you would be allowed to go and begin in the afternoon of Yontif Sheni and not have to stop ad shiyasaymu v'ikru and keep on going, and even if it may last beyond that day. The only time you're not allowed to do it on Yontif Sheni is k'shev shel haskel b'saskus b'layla v'likro b'layla. They would bury at night, especially today in Yerushalayim, they bury at night. So if they want to not wait till the next day, they want to bury right away. So then, if they would be able to bury at night, so then don't do it an hour before the Shkia. But otherwise, if you wouldn't be able to bury at night, then you're allowed to even start the burial process an hour before the Shkia. Now the Ramah says, the din kriyashma utfilo, and saying of kriyashma and davening shmon esrei, imeis lameis beyond tovishon b'yisheini, whether a person is considered an onen or not, does he have an obligation to do all these tefillos? Because he could in some way be osek with the burial, and therefore we know that a person is an onen. On Shabbos, for example, he does all the dinim and mitzvos of Shabbos because he's not allowed to be misasek with the mace. So how about Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, where you can be misasek with the mace to a certain extent? So he says, Ayin L'El in Simon, Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis, Ulekamen, and Simon Tov Kuf Memches, and Sif Hei, where these dinim are discussed. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, HaChofer Kever Lemeis B'Yontif Sheni, if you're digging a grave for somebody on the second day of Yontif, Mutar Lo Lito, person's allowed to go and do this L'Schar, and get paid for doing so. The Mishabur explains to Sif Kot Lamed Aleph, the same thing applies. The person who's giving the material to make the tachrichin, so uchadom or anything else, you're allowed to go and sell it. You don't have to give it away for free. Sifkot lamid beis, mutar lo litol schar, you'll have to do it for money. However, ubavad shel yisku skum hamekach, you shouldn't go and say, I'll do it for $100. That you're not allowed to do. V'koshe king shel likach bos, and certainly you can't take the money. Ella acha yantiv yavo l'cheshbon. After yantiv, you say, no, how much was it? It's $100, here's $100. You do that after yantiv. Even here, there are those who say that that's not allowed. They likach sar Shabbos, because you shouldn't be taking money for doing a mitzvah on Shabbos or Yantiv. Ela diyeshmati b'mokum mitzvah. So there is a heter to do this b'dvar mitzvah. Ukimvur le'el in simin shinvav siv hei. And the issue foot number 33 brings down, even according to this sheet, the mikol mokum eino reb is a simin bracha. It's not a good thing. Don't think you're going to really profit by doing so. You're going to really not really make your money by working on Yontif in this fashion. The issue foot number 32 brings down the alpha pisha mace also by no. How can you do this? It's also to get anor from the mace. So lechora also lishtaka bikurasu. How can you get benefit from bearing him? You're seemingly getting benefit from the mace. So the stechemid brings down shekivan shebechafira sakever ain misaskim b'mace atzmo. You're not really dealing with the mace, you're digging a grave for the mace, but you're not really getting hanoah directly from the mace. So harihinasis lifnei kvura, you're doing this before the burial. So ain isra no b'dover. So there's no isra in getting paid on a weekday, and even here on yontif to get paid for digging the grave. However, he says ach heir. He points out the stechemet shelafi teretz zeh lunis yashiv tamahetel lekabos char al sharis haskios b'mace. He says over here, that it's only because you're digging the grave before the mace is put into it. But that would imply that all the other things, kagon ruchitzaso and siyaso, washing the mace, doing the tahara, carrying the mace, which people will get paid for, that would be a problem, because then you're doing it directly on the mace, and you're not doing it before the mace. So that's left with the tzarachin, according to the stechamet. Mishmur continues, and he says, if the person who's digging the grave says nothing doing, until you tell me I'm getting $100 for this, I'm not doing it. Oh, you know, look, kesef, mezumim, yantif, or you should give me money on yantif. So even though he's doing something wrong, this person, unfortunately, is doing a terrible sin, he's doing something wrong. However, in order to allow the burial to occur, you can actually go and arrange the money and actually give him the money if he won't do it. Otherwise, the yantif sheni legabe meis kachol shav yuhu, because as we pointed out previously, that technically, yantif sheni, when it comes to dealing with meis, the rabbis never instituted yantif sheni. So technically, there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, it's improper to do so. But since technically, he is allowed to go and take money for this, because technically, in regards to the mace, it's not considered yontif. Therefore, if this person's a boor, he's an ignoramus, he's doing something wrong, so if that's the only way you get the person buried, you're allowed to go and actually give him the money, even on yontif sheni. With this, we conclude today's share.